You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews. I'm your host, Kale Smith, and today I'm not going to take so long to introduce myself or what I've been doing this week because you should have already seen the last episode, but just a quick recap. I got to do press interviews for the 42nd Annual Atlanta Film Festival, so I got to do red carpet interviews and also watch movies for the KHZ Network site and podcast channel. So, cool stuff, and I got to do it with two really cool people this time for this
third episode.
Christopher Daniel from The Burton Wire and Maria Jackson from ShakeFire.com. So, Saturday, I got to interview the family members and director Sam Pollan, documentary Maynard. Please enjoy our third interview with Wendy Ely Jackson.
Bringing this legacy and this story to life, take us to the time when you had something to bring to screen.
There was never a doubt. I'm an Atlanta native. So from born in 1970, raised here in Atlanta. I'm a product of Atlanta public schools. So Maynard has always been in the fabric of my life. His blood flows through the streets of Atlanta, from Bankhead to Buckhead. So there was never, when my husband said that he wanted to do a documentary about his father, there was never let's see. It was let's move. Let's get it done.
Considering all the different strands and layers and complexities that he had, was there a specific personality within Maynard's legacy that resonated with you?
Yes.
What do you identify with the most about it?
You know, one of the things, when you are living a life of purpose every single day, does that ever become exhausting? You know, sometimes when you pour out, who's pouring into you? And what, I think one of the things that I learned is family poured back into him. And because he loved the people of Atlanta, and he loved people of color and women and orientation so bad, and understood and really wanted to move for equality for all, that kept Maynard moving because he was able to see beyond a time that he would live to walk in.
Absolutely. So, considering everything that you had to work with, all the footage and papers and testimonials and just
there's
memories.
There's about five documentaries left on the floor. Yeah, no doubt.
Talk about something that you wanted to go into this movie that didn't make it.
Oh, so we have about 16 hours of audio footage of Maynard in his own words. And we are going to use that. You'll have to stay tuned to find out what we do with it. But you're able to, there's no discrepancy in what Maynard's thoughts were.
Absolutely.
Surrounding his family, his job, who his friends were. That didn't necessarily make it into the movie. There's so much archival footage. We're very thankful for the University of Georgia for archiving that footage for WSB. But there's a lot. There's a lot of room to do more docs about Maynard.
And what specific part about this film that you didn't recognize going into it, doing the research? What was the most revealing to you?
People that are serving in office, you don't realize that they don't get a moment to themselves. You know? When was that quiet time for Maynard? My guesstimate was probably sometime between 3 and 4:30 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
but he was at the office by 6 o'clock. So one of the things that you learned, Maynard would sit down in a chair and immediately start snoring, okay? But he would read every single morning the New York Times, the Washington Post, you know, Chicago's paper, Atlanta's paper, to be in touch in what was going on with the world and how that was impacting Atlanta specifically and how he could make things better. I didn't know that, you know. It's one thing to see your mayor on television or even pass him in the street, but this is a man that didn't. He loved his family and he loved his children so much, but he gave 150% of his time to this city.
So you said how important this is to you as an Atlantan. Where are you hoping
other Atlantans to get from this documentary?
I want them to understand that in 1973, that people that looked like them didn't have the same opportunities for diversity, especially specifically in government and private sector on a C level. So your executive vice presidents, it did not exist. And you learn that in this film. It did not exist. There were no women on banks, boards. There were no women or people of color being in crucial decision-making to be able to make these kind of decisions. Atlanta grew because he was forceful enough to make it grow.
Was there anything that you learned through making this documentary that you didn't know about Maynard beforehand?
There was a lot. I mean, you know, I'm 48, and Maynard, he passed in 2003 at the age of 65. So I learned a lot about the relationship that he had with my husband. This has been a very cathartic process for him to be able to do. My husband's Maynard Jackson III. So what their relationship was like, not from the surface, how that affected him growing up. A lot of things make sense. I learned a lot of things about Maynard's relationship with his own parents and how much the loss of his father. A lot is talked about John Wesley Dobbs, but his first circle of influence was his father, Maynard Holbrook Jackson Sr. And losing him at the age of 15 and being in college at the age of 14, he was, at the end of the day, he was still a kid. He was still a child.
And I know your family had a lot of access to footage and all, but did you have to access any other types of footage for the documentary or any?
Absolutely. ABC, NBC, CBS, the Olympic footage. I mean, we have so much footage we couldn't use it all. But it was the amount of research that was taken necessary, Associated Press. So there was a lot that we had to comb through to be able to craft this story.
Thank you so much.
That is it for the interview portion with Wendy Elee Jackson. Thank you, everyone, that talked to us at the Maynard premiere. And that is it for the interviews for Maynard. You can follow me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also follow the podcast at The Youth Critic. You can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KZ Network. And you can also find Christopher Daniel at
Journalist History.
You can also find Maria Jackson at _Roxy_. And you can also find their respected publications at The Burton Wire. And you can also find ShakeFire.com at ShakeFire. Thank you, everyone. We will be back with you soon for reviews from films at the 42nd Annual Atlanta Film Festival.